government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 Ministry by Ministry.
The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change pursued several initiatives in 2013 to improve domestic water supply and upgrade sewage system projects across the island. The local management plan for the Cockpit Country Forest Reserve was established after years of deliberation. The plan was developed to guide the sustainable management of the reserve's ecosystem. It will also examine the area's biodiversity, water resources, aesthetic value, and potential for recreational tourism.
The plan is valid for a period of 5 years and identifies the roles and synergies among the major stakeholders, including you, the community members operating in the area.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. The ministry also launched Jamaica's first virtual reference station, VRS network, codenamed GFIX.net.
At present, persons within the lower socioeconomic stratum cannot afford the cost to survey their land for the purpose of registration. We aim to change this with the commissioning of GFIX.net.
GFIX.net is expected to revolutionize the surveying and construction sectors by effectively reducing production time as well as the cost of cadastral surveying. The Crown Property Vesting Act was passed to ensure government lands are disposed of fairly, transparently and equitably with a view to widening the base of land ownership in Jamaica. And speaking of land ownership, over 6,000 persons received titles during the 2012-2013 fiscal year. The government wants to increase access to potable water to 100%, and the activities of last year took Jamaica closer to achieving this goal. These include the start of a $1.6 billion rehabilitation project for the Mona and Hope water treatment plants. The plant will significantly improve the water supply to over 200,000 residents in the corporate area. The National Water Commission, NWC, reports that 73% of Jamaicans have direct access to water through taps in their homes, while 85% of the population has access to potable water. An 18-month improvement project for the water supply system in West Central St. James got underway in 2013. The completion of the $862 million project will help to alleviate severe water shortage affecting an estimated 25,000 persons.
One of the main things that we are doing now in terms of phase one is to run a pipeline from Martha Bray to St. James to Great River, which will give us an additional 5 million gallons of water. That in itself will help the people of St. James and its environs in terms of the goal going forward, the 2020 goal of 85% of our people having potable pipe water.
Junior Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Ian Hales. While the ministry works to provide more Jamaicans with potable water directly in their homes, it has strengthened the national rainwater harvesting policy to make it mandatory for all housing developments to facilitate rainwater harvesting, even if they're connected to a central water supply system. And as a bonus, the NWC for the second year in a row was adjudged the provider of the best tasting drinking water in the Caribbean. Effective sewage management is essential for nutrient recycling and for maintaining ecosystem integrity. As a result, the wastewater and sludge regulations were introduced. These regulations are to ensure that sewage and sludge released from treatment plants meet prescribed standards and do not have a detrimental impact on the environment. Cabinet also approved a contract valued at $21 million for work on the Portmore sewage project. The government spent some $25.7 million in 2013 to conclude work on the Climate Change Adaptation and Disaster Risk Reduction Project, which started in 2010. This saw to the rehabilitation, improvement and management of selected watersheds to reduce downstream runoff and associated pollution and health risks. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change is a key agent in the achievement of Goal Number 4 of Vision 2030 and provision of a healthy natural environment.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.